Throughout lockdown, we've seen loads of different ways people are exploring new skills, learning new things, engaging in new hobbies. Why is that? Learning is a fundamental part of our well-being, and it should be built into our well-being strategies as businesses. I'm John from Arthur Ellis Mental Health Support, and we work with corporates as part of our Improve programme to help them understand, educate and act so that we're less reactive towards poor mental health, but we're consistently working in ways to improve it. Our work doesn't just save businesses time, resources and money, as well as helping their workforce live happier, healthier, longer lives. A portion of our revenue we donate directly into our non-profit organisation that's building and delivering the most accessible mental health service across the UK for children, young people and adults. So if you could please like, share and even subscribe to our YouTube channel, that'll go miles in helping us achieve this big mission. In this video, we're going to be exploring why people are naturally drawn towards learning, how we can build it as part of our well-being strategies as a business. And we're also at the end of this video going to be looking at a few different ways that you can build it in for your own company. Learning is more than just attending college or university. The brain should be seen as a muscle that needs training. Just like our Keep Active video, we should be constantly learning in order to give the brain the stimulation that it needs. It's about ways to consistently explore our knowledge about ourselves, other people around us, and the world that we live in. Learning has been proven to improve the brain's overall health and memory, but it also does wonders for our self-esteem and confidence as individuals. If we're more self-confident, then we're able to adapt quicker and more effectively to change, as well as dealing with different people from different walks of life through improvements to our interpersonal skills. Learning is often thought about a typical part that's built into all of our working lives. We're constantly learning new skills, we're constantly learning new ways in which to deal with different situations. But as businesses, in order to facilitate learning, what we should be doing is encouraging people to make mistakes. If we're encouraging people to make mistakes, we should also be building in ways in which they can reflect on how it went. What went well? What could have been better? What could be improved? This doesn't necessarily just help with innovation, improving products, improving services, improving customer service, but it can also do wonders for your staff's confidence levels. As a business, you could focus your initiatives on colleagues getting to know what each other is working on, sharing different practices, sharing different principles so they can learn from each other, even if they're working on different things. This needs to be in an environment where they feel safe in order to ask those questions, have that time. So maybe you can dedicate some specific time to it. One simple way of doing this is having cross-team review processes, building in short periods of time after a project or during a project where we can all explore collectively what went well, what didn't, what could have been improved, and what the solutions are. One additional thing to consider as we come to the end of this video is to think about how motivated or apathetic your team is at the minute. This could also vary between the times of the year and the different seasons. But if we do have an unmotivated or maybe an apathetic workforce or different sections of our business, then their tasks need to be cut down into more bite-sized chunks. One other thing that you might notice about an unmotivated workforce is that they won't take general praise. The way around this is to make sure that that praise is much more specific. Praise the specific piece of work that they did. Praise the specific amount of time that they dedicated to it. And address that you appreciate that time that they spent on that particular project. That praise being more specific can add an appreciation around it that you won't get from general praise. And that can help to just spur on that motivation and spur on the combat against that apathy. All of these different elements of well-being we've put together in a PDF that's free to download on our website. So please head over to arthurellismhs.com and start revitalising and refreshing your well-being strategy to suit the times ahead.